Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of brotherly love, home of smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time, FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby, come on.
Splits in the car took out of ours evenly to make up for his full end. Because I want to pay off and get rid of this motherfucker right now.
The problem is your man here says we're not properly dressed. Like our money ain't green. You just want a couple of beers.
Two beers, that's it.
That's it, we'll be on our way. We ain't looking for trouble.
Spoke like a gentleman, didn't you? Go ahead. I appreciate it.
All right.
You got some food down here. Nice cold one. Come on. And some nice cold food. Come on.
Go over here.
One more. One more over here.
All right, brother. Quiet, man. Toast.
Wow.
Hey. Oh, you were jamming.
That wasn't very nice. I just gotta leave.
I'll tell you when the fuck we leave, all right? Get the fuck away.
Watch the bike.
Now you scared me. I will never forget the look on their faces. All eight of them. Their faces dropped. All their courage and strength was drained right from their bodies. They had a reputation for breaking up bars. But they knew that instant they made a fatal mistake. This time they walked into the wrong bar.
Yeah. Gotta clear my throat a little bit. There we go. You already know what time it is. And you already heard the man. He told y'all before that wasn't very nice. And then we had to lock the door. Now, you can't leave. Welcome to another edition of Office Hours with your good brother, Professor Carl Tone Jones, rocking live out of the city of Philadelphia. We do it live 215. And I just want to say, we appreciate you all for tuning in tonight. all the thousands and the tens of thousands that will be joining us for this broadcast. We definitely appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us, being generous with one of your most precious resources, and that is time. It is currently 2 minutes past the hour, and you're listening live to Fat Life Station on Philly Fridays on FatLifeStation.com. And shout out to all the members of this network for all the time you put in and the product that you produce. Want to shout out our family in New York, especially our family out there in Brooklyn, but wherever you are, Mega Evans College. I think I told y'all before, I shot a portion of my film in one of the conference rooms at Mega Evans College, the Equip for the Independence Day project. You got to see a little bit of it if you saw the film. And what can I say, man? It's been a very, very busy few weeks. As the time goes on, we get strong. It's been a pretty good week for the city of Philadelphia, at least in terms of the sports franchises. Oh, yeah. Philadelphia has been featured nationally, probably internationally, considering the reach of sports these days, because both of the Philly teams in both the National Football League and the National Basketball Association were facing off with some of their traditional rivals. And it doesn't hurt when all the teams that are in competition with one another are actually a little bit good. So you had the Philadelphia Eagles facing off with the Dallas Cowboys. And it was a very physical game. It was chippy, but that's what you expect. You have rivals who have been rivaling for decades. And you had later on in the week, the Philadelphia 76ers, who were taking on the Boston Celtics. And like I said, the irony about the thing is both games literally played out the same way, with the hometown Philadelphia team having an edge, but having to hold on to the ledge as they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. Or can I say they prevented victory from being snatched from their jaws? And both teams won in dramatic fashion. So, it always helps because sports serves as a diversion. And we're dealing with some tumultuous times. You know, people are starving out here. People are hungry. Now, we can continue to pretend that we're living a glamorous life through social media. But life has been a struggle for a lot of people. And you know the old saying, people typically suffer in silence. So I speak to that because many don't really have an explanation as to why they can't afford a loaf of bread this week. And I truly speak from a place of compassion, because my heart goes out to people in need. No matter what I say or talk about on this show, I'm somewhat of a bleeding heart Now, you got to watch yourself because a lot of con artists or people who are raised in survival typically are attracted to those who are natural givers. So you typically have to weed out and do a great job of weeding out, because those people are very good at manipulating a top spot in your rotation. Be it friends, be it family, be it loved ones, be it those who are courting you or wishing to be courted by you. Especially in tough times like this. And we're going to get into that, because the folks will be here, you know. There's a television show that was very popular on HBO called The Game of Thrones. And on The Game of Thrones, they would always say, you know, winter is coming. And I'm afraid to let many of you know, not only has winter arrived, we are going to see some record-breaking numbers in this particular season, metaphorically and literally. So you better hold on. I just watched temperatures drop about 7 degrees since I've been sitting here starting the show. The temperature was at like 49 degrees. Now it's at 43 degrees, and we're only 8 minutes in. Buckle on, y'all. We got a long way to go. So I want to start this broadcast by, as you know, I have some clips on deck. And, you know, considering what we're talking about, we're talking about the dating scene. And I'm gonna pause the music for a second, because I have this clip I want y'all to hear. This is a sister who was talking about going on dates and utilizing like dating apps, things of that nature. So I want y'all to hear what this sister has to say about.
So one of my rules is I don't do coffee or drink dates. Now, I understand that some women like this or prefer this because it's a quick turnaround, 30 to 45 minutes. If you don't like him, you can get out of there. It works for some people. If you like it, I love it. This video is not for you. Keep scrolling. However, for me, as for me and my household, we're going to have higher standards. I'm talking to this guy, and I'm going to read it to you because we've been talking for a couple days, and he started talking about meeting up. So he said, we should get together over some pear and lychee cocktails soon. And I said, that's really sweet, but I prefer dinner. I like to get dressed up. Now, I always try to say it nicely because I don't want to be like, I don't accept drink dates. Like, you don't have to be me. You don't have to be, you can be nice about it. But I always just say, I prefer dinner because I like to get dressed up. And he said, I see. What type of places do you have in mind? So I sent him a list of places that I've been like wanting to try, all sorts of different budgets. Okay. It ranges from like medium to a little bit higher, all different locations around the city. So he can choose like what works for him, you know, timing and budget wise. So I sent the list of places. He says, these places sound really nice. I think it'll be fun to get to know each other over some nicer dining options. Here it comes though. But I wanted to let you know up front that if we were to meet at one of those places, I'm comfortable splitting the check. I usually will do drinks or something on the simpler end for the first meetup to see if there's a connection first. So my thing is, I don't like the coffee or drink date because they're trying to audition you to see if you are worth an actual dinner. This is the thing for me. Like, I know men. The number one thing men are judging you off of is your looks, right? When they see you, they meet you, they're going to be like, okay, how beautiful is she? Is she put together? Do I find her attractive, right? That's the number one thing. Your personality may come second, sure. But the first thing is how you look, right? So with that in mind, my NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer costs $32, okay? Why would I put on a full face of expensive makeup, do my hair, make sure my nails are done, make sure there's no hair on my body, and then come and spend 2 hours of my time talking to you for an $8 coffee or a $16 cocktail? Be
Now, I want you to be clear as to what you're hearing right now. What you are hearing right now is this young lady itemized and basically commoditized her person. She made herself a commodity. I want you to be clear about this. And because remember what I just said about the economic times we're dealing with right now. Remember when I said winter is here. Okay? I just want you to pay attention. Now, she's meeting this brother on the dating app. And from what I understand, they're in the city of Los Angeles. And we all know living in California can be pretty expensive. I think it's the most expensive state in the union. I want you to understand what's going on here. I'm going to stop the music again because I want to play a little bit more of what she's talking about.
Oh, so for real. Let's take it even deeper. When women go out with a man that they do not know, they take a huge risk. Men are crazy. Okay, do you watch the news? Like, 1 in 5 men are violent. He could unalive you. He could RAPE you. He could stalk you. He could harass you if he feels like it. Like, it is very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. When you go out with a man, you have to share your location with your mom and your friend. You have to send a screen recording of his Hinge profile and the conversation that you guys had so that if you go missing, they have context. You have to text your friend every half an hour while you're with him to let her know that you haven't been beheaded. You have to take an Uber so that he doesn't know what kind of car you have, just in case he's crazy. And then when you get home, you have to text somebody to tell them that you made it home alive. Men aren't doing that. They don't.
And I'm going to pump the brakes on that because men are especially doing that. How many times have we heard about men being unalived by a woman? All right. How many times on a date? How many times have we heard? There was just recently a situation in Houston where a woman who linked up with a brother that was flying into town on a dating app met him at his Airbnb. And when she met him at the Airbnb, I guess the location, her location was still on. But her man found out where she was. And he pulled up to the Airbnb and ended up unaliving the man who had no idea that this woman was kept, that this woman was belonged to another man. We hear about these stories all the time. You know, We hear about these young men who going out and trusted a young lady, and it turned out, you know, just losing his life. There was a young man by the name of Merlin Santana. Merlin Santana was on the Steve Harvey Show. This case was famous because Merlin was hanging out with some women in South Central Los Angeles, and then they set him up for a robbery, and he was deleted in the process. This is not an uncommon thing. In fact, throughout the annals of history, women have been the ones to lure men into traps. You can even go to the nature of a woman by reading to the through the scripture, the scriptures, the gospels, the books of the Bible. When the great and mighty Samson was bringing down entire armies, Delilah was sent then to figure out, well, what is his weakness? Sort his weakness out. Cut his hair off. And then he became a prisoner of the Romans. There's so many other stories. And if we have stories we can look to, when men are always in danger, because most women don't have a conscience about the men they harm. So I wanted to just run that by and see, you know, try to utilize this bimbo babble, verbal gymnastics, in terms of manipulating or conniving a scheme as to why she should have an expensive date. So we want to get into a little more, so I'm going to let's play on. But I have to break it up a little bit because it's a long clip.
Not to worry when they meet a woman that they do not know that their lives will be in danger. Quite the contrary, men benefit from just being seen with you in public, okay? If you are beautiful, poised.
And I want to point out something, too. When you hear women start to talk in this excited and rushed voice, when they start to tell the story, it's because now their emotions are evoked. And most of the times, their emotions are evoked because they understand that they're trying to stand on some bullshit. So, in order to gain, I don't know, to gain some traction with their story, to hopefully influence the person listening to the story, or pressure the person into taking their point of view into consideration, they start getting hurried, they start raising, the voice starts to raise a little bit, and they become a little rushed in this particular manner. And this is something, you know, especially if you young fellas are out here, this is something when a woman is talking like this, is because she's in the middle of a lie, and she's hoping that, you know, beyond hope, that she's convincing you of her truth that's been concealed in this lie. Let us move on.
Well-dressed, it reflects well on him. People look at him and you and they think, oh, wow, he must be the man. Ooh, he probably has money. You know what? He's probably a good guy if he can pull her. And this is especially so if you are more attractive than him. If he's ugly or he's overweight or he's short, they're like, oh, yeah, he must have money in order to be able to pull a baddie like that. So my thing is, like, what's in it for women? We've already spent more money than you by just putting our makeup on. We're in danger. Like, what's in it for us?
What's in it is the things you describe as effort. One of the main things you complain about men not utilizing or showing. Effort. First and foremost, no man I know wants his woman to be all caked up, because he wants to see her in her natural state. He wants to be able to identify and observe her beauty without the additions of cosmetics. This is why, to most men who have a sense of self-worth and value, we'll put out there right up front that we don't want to deal with women who feel as though they have to put on a different mask every time they walk out the house. A woman who has to get her hair manicured and permed, or some unnatural thing, weaves, wigs. We don't want to have to, you know, that's not a good look. And quite honestly, you know, when you're out here and about, it's kind of tragic looking, because it speaks to your low self-esteem that you can't walk out in your natural skin. Now, you know, everything comes with a grain of salt. if you're suffering from some type of, you know, ailment with your skin, you might have warts, or you might have hives, or you might have other, you know, skin that breaks out. That's understandable that you would, you know, do things that you would address it in that manner. But we want to see you in your natural form. This is why a man can walk into Walmart, a man can walk into the supermarket, a man can walk into a fast food restaurant and fall in love with a woman, or at least her looks anyway, of a woman whose beauty radiates even from the most unpedicured form of femininity you'll see. Plenty of stories about that. Y'all get waked up, made up, and kicked up for yourself. And let me speak about the bimbo battle. Women who use the term like baddie and this, that, and the other, you know, I'm going to tell you, she's not a bad looking sister. But if I had to rate her on a scale of 1 to 10, she'd be somewhere in the 5. She'd be an adjustable 5. Meaning, on her best day, she could be a 7. And, you know, going through her catalog videos on on TikTok, it doesn't get any better than what I'm seeing right now. All right? And I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to, you know, because women can't take criticism anyway. So, you know, if you say, oh, my God, what happened to your nails? All of a sudden, you hate all women. But it is what it is. And y'all just going to have to grow up. You know, like I often say, toughen up, Buttercup. All right, so I'm going to let the rest of this play, at least most of it, and see what's going with it.
So then, all of that, plus, this man is a pharmacist, okay? You need to tell me you make upwards of $150,000 per year, but you can't take me to $120 to maybe $200 dinner, 2 drinks, an appetizer, 2 entrees, and a dessert? Like.
Once again, she's already itemized her worth and her value. Women, you know, there's a little saying, you let a woman talk long enough, she'll tell on herself. And you know what? Let me just shut up and let her talk.
And that kind of thing, look, men are supposed to be on their, like, best behavior when they're doing a first interaction with a woman. Like, that is when they are at their absolute best. So if he's being cheap now for a first interaction, he's going to be cheap on your birthday. He's going to be cheap on Christmas. Like, that kind of thing. That only gets worse. It never gets better. That is the type of man that's going to want you to work full time, pay half the rent when you guys move in together, do the majority of the housework because he doesn't want to hire a housekeeper, raise the kids, plan most of the things, and then after you do your 16-hour shift of labor, he's going to want you to be happy and sexy for him, for his pleasure then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going to jump in right here. You know, why is it that when women can't manipulate a man into the things they want, they go into all these hyperbole, all these extremes? Like, come on, lady, get it together. If you don't want to date the man, then just say that. If the man told you his standards, which is what he told you, and if he broke it down and he was able to articulate exactly what he wants, this clear communication, I'm struggling to see the problem here. Especially for all these boss babes that supposedly can pay for everything that they're asking for. And this is the shallowness, right, of the dating scene these days. But look, hold on, I'm just going to let him ramble.
Like, that's the kind of life you're looking at. So you know what? Good for this man for asserting his boundary. He did it very nicely. And it showed me what his, like, attitude or approach is when it comes to dating new women. And ultimately, it gave me the opportunities to choose. And I have my boundaries, too. So I chose to not accept it. And so I didn't respond or anything. I didn't, like, bargain with him or try to justify anything. I just quietly unmatched him because I wasn't the way I played my face. But, like, obviously, if you're on TikTok, like, this is not irregular discourse. Like, this is very popular. Like, the Red Pill podcast men are always talking about, like, all of these things. So, like, it's not uncommon. Like, men are trying to get away with this day. They're trying to see what they can do. They're trying to get at you for less than $20. Okay?
Shout out to the manosphere. It does work, fellas, and they are watching.
So the pharmacist tried to give me a coffee date on a Friday. Saturday, a surgeon took me to a beautiful dinner with a view. The next day after that, this other man took me to this food event where the tickets were $250 because he wanted us to have VIP. So don't feel scarce about it, because there are plenty of men, there are a plethora of men that would be more than happy to show you a good time. So never settle. Date until you find the best man for the job. And you got that's my TED Talk for the day.
So, and as y'all see, this whole feeling me out and I'm worth this, that, and the other. But then she had two other dates set up for the weekend. And her whole benchmark for the date was to see who would spend what money on her. So that speaks to a certain type of woman. That's not, we can't talk about polite company. But let us move. Let me show you exactly who she is, though. Let her tell you, because she wasn't always just dating. She was single. So let me, I think this is, no, that's not it. Let me pause this. Then I have to go back out of this and come back in. But, yeah, let me show you. Now, this is her. Maybe 3 months before this little online dating situation. Hold on.
My life as a stay-at-home girlfriend. This morning, I started my morning.
Let me start that over so y'all can hear what she just said.
Welcome to a day in my life as a stay-at-home girlfriend. This morning, I started my morning with a workout, and then after I took my shower, I went to take my laptop to be fixed. This is me driving my boyfriend's Mercedes. I always feel like it looks a little better with my hand on the wheel. After I dropped off the laptop, I got some groceries and then headed back to the house where I started cleaning a little bit because we don't have a maid yet. And then I just watched some Aaliyah's face on YouTube, and it was a pretty good afternoon. Welcome to a day in my life as a stay-at-home girlfriend.
We don't need to hear that twice. And this is the lifestyle she's choosing. This is the lifestyle she's seeking. A stay-at-home girlfriend, because this is what she wants to do. She wants to be a stay-at-home girlfriend with a freaking maid or a housekeeper. Fellas, choose wisely. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. And it only gets worse. So now we have people making Lori Harvey their heroes. And when I say people, I mean women who are making Lori Harvey their heroes because they love the fact that she's unapologetic about breaking hearts. So Lori Harvey recently had a clip in which she talked about, well, I'll let you hear from Lori Harvey, right? But before we get to Lori Harvey, there's another sister who I like hearing from that. Wait a minute. I got another sister up here that actually speaking some comments. And shout out to the Manosphere, man. Because I'm going to tell you what's happening with the Manosphere.
The world. She put my camera on. What am I? And she said, what the fuck am I twerking for? How is this edifying my community? How is this edifying me? How is this edifying my children? When I shake my naked ass on stage and get out in front of the world and put my camera on, what am I representing about my black community? What am I saying?
And I just want to jump in here a little quick because I like the fact we finally got people clapping back at the twerkers. And y'all see the comment section, man. The comment section on these videos are horrendous. Are horrendous, man. The comment section on these videos be out of pocket. Y'all heard what the one sister said about the dating scene. Here's a quick clip about another sister that talks about it. Fellas, y'all remember I had that series, She Don't Like You, Fam? When a woman is trying to proposition you to take her on dates and all this fancy shit, she wants you to sponsor her leisure, but she also has a roster, either set up or she's setting a roster up. Fellas, She Don't Like You, Fam. All this concept about how these baddies can afford everything they're asking you for. But she couldn't afford her own Mercedes Benz. So she's driving her boyfriend's Benz around while she's doing errands. She's cleaning her boyfriend's apartment up while he's there, because she can't afford that shit. You see what I mean? So it's all pipe, it's all cash, it's all game. And y'all have to start getting smart about this, because we're living in a, I'm not even going to play the next clip, because I want to read this. I want to read some of y'all. We're living currently right now in the era of stagflation. So what is stagflation? Stagflation is when inflation is high, but the growth is low or negative. It's economic terms, meaning the cost of living is going up, but your ability to pay for the cost of living is either lower, moving at a slower rate, or it's declining, moving at a negative rate. That's where we're living at right now. That's the times we're in right now. And so while we're dealing with those times, in this particular moment, which is considered to be the worst form, the worst economic crisis this country has ever faced, and we've been in it for the last 3 years, and it's only getting progressively worse. See, you didn't recognize it because the Federal Reserve increased interest rates or dropped interest rates in order for the banking institutions and the institutions that maintain the major resources in your country. So the interest rates dropped so that they would be able to continue to pour into the different vessels in this country to keep it running and operating. And not just here, but globally. We only have a little bit of understanding of economics. You understand that eventually, with stagflation, with the cost of living going up, the cost of fuel going up, the fuel that pipes your food in and brings all this other stuff in, the cost of all of that going up, you don't have the ability to continue to cover that tab. Eventually, that tab has to be passed on to the consumer. You are the consumer. And this is why you're seeing so many women out here talking about all these different things that, in terms of dates. It's too expensive for them to take themselves out. You go home, they got in their cabinets, canned goods, ramen noodles. They ain't eating steaks. They're not doing surf and turf. They got coupons out the wazoo. But they want you to still sponsor their lifestyle because they're home and they're bored. And they don't like you. They're bitter about the choices they've made in life. And you have to be the recipient. You have to just take it. And we've heard that from several women. We just expect you to, our attitude ain't shit. We're horrible, we're mean. But as a man, you should just take it. It's called the layer cake. You should just keep taking our shit, and we're just going to keep adding layers of shit to the cake. Watch the movie Layer Cake. You'll have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. And so, like I said, I was going to get into the whole concept, because we got the whole, like, now we have these chicks in the bimbo, and that's what I'm calling y'all nowadays. Because y'all don't, y'all really don't, and I'm talking to the women right now. Do y'all realize that y'all are barely literate when it comes to the ability of articulating your so-called values, your so-called boundaries? Y'all barely literate. Y'all talking about being fans of Lori Harvey because she has a value system. Lori Harvey says, always remember that I'm the prize. Hold on. We're going to have to play that clip real quick before I jump into the main event. There's four. You know. But I want y'all to hear this silly shit that Lori Harvey was out here saying. Hold tight, y'all. Hold tight.
Just remember that you're the prize, always. Say that one more time. Just remember that you are the prize. Yes! That's like his golden slogan for me. Yeah. And what does that mean for you in relationships? When you're like, I'm the prize, what does that mean? It just means not compromising like my values, my happiness, my peace, not settling for less than what I know I deserve, and not being afraid to walk away from the situation if it's like no longer serving me.
Now let's take that into account. A value system. You dated Future. The king of making baby moms. You dated both P. Diddy and his son. You dated Michael B. Jordan. And then you monkey branched to his friend, Demzon. I can't even remember. Is it like Dijon Buster? Y'all know the brother from Stofall. What fucking values are you talking about? Y'all just be up there just throwing the same basic bimbo babble out there. But like, comprehensively speaking, articulate this to me. What are your values? Let's line up the first five. Only thing she said was, until the situation no longer serves her. And the only reason she can get away with this is because she's young and she's relatively nice, but she's, I won't even call her beautiful. And no shade, she's a nice looking woman. Just on looks, she's all right. But she's also one of those manicured women. I've never seen Rory Harvey with a natural face. But here's something though. So I wanna point out to the sister that was Lori Harvey 20 years ago when I was in college, right? I wanna point out to the sister that was Lori Harvey 20 years ago. I want y'all to listen to what Miss Lisa Ray is talking about a couple decades into the future. This is what the future looks like for the Lori Harveys of the world. Hold tight. I have to start this.
I've been helping anybody else do this. And then it's like,
hold on. Let's start over.
I'm helping everybody else do this. And then it's like, well, what about my? And then they can't help me with my at all. I just want to find a companion. How do you do? I can't even go on online dating because I did that. I'm waiting for a friend to do it. Nope, that ain't working either. You know what I mean?
You just got to be patient, Pom.
How patient for a good thing? Have you heard of the roles? You don't need the roles because you got your own internal roles.
What's the roles?
It don't work for me, but it's a vibrator.
It don't work for me.
I was trying to do it with the rabbit. The rabbit is like the dildo with a little tickler and then the vibration and the motion. Like that.
I'm finna go.
No, it's supposed to be real good, right?
I don't know.
When I get to doing it and I'm like, oh, no. And then I stop. So I need the physical body on me.
The body.
Because that's what turns me on.
Now, that's her, Lisa Ray, having a conversation with her sister, the Brat. And everybody knows they didn't get along for so long and nobody even knew they were relating so recently. But you heard what she said. Now, Lisa Ray has an extensive dating history, too. It kind of mirrors what we're talking about with Lori Harvey. And I want y'all to see this reoccurring theme now, right? Because now we get to the meat and potatoes of this whole conversation, right? Oh, man. Joe Smith. My brother. How far have you fallen? Going from being an all-American college basketball player to being the number one draft pick by the Golden State Warriors to never quite living up to the hype, but he still had a decent career. Was able to pocket $60 million. And through some bad investing or just poor handling of money out here tricking, I suppose, he squandered all of it. So he's currently living off of his NBA pension, which isn't too bad. By the way, it's a six-figure pension. So he's not doing bad. He's not living standard-wise. He's still living the top 5% life. A few years back, he decided to marry a woman by the name of Keisha Shavings, who, by the way, was about 7 years older than Jeff. I believe she's 54, 55 right now. And Joe's like in his Joe's 48. Nick. They just went viral over the last few weeks because Joe found out that she has an OnlyFans page. And she didn't tell him about it for a whole year. Now, according to her, she has not been engaged to anybody else in OnlyFans. It's just been her. And I will play the clip, but we've been going through the clips. I'm pretty sure many of you have already seen the clips. So, Joe is upset. But there is something I want to play. There is something I want her to say. And this will probably be our last clip of the evening because I'm going to go ham on this. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to take this to the beginning.
You know where I'm at. I have to go to that page. I have a OnlyFans page, and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course, okay. Just find out about
it. I'm not doing it with anybody but myself. Yeah. The wife has to play. If I trust my body, my fucking choice. Joe, I will tell you too about
men. Now, I want y'all to remember that my body, my choice shit when it comes to having children. So let's move on.
I've been asking for solutions for shit.
You're
not giving me
one,
so I created
one. That's the solution. Not in my book. That's the solution. You know where I'm at with me, Danny.
Yeah.
And let me get into that. When he met her, let me tell you a little bit about Keisha. Keisha was a failed actress. She had bit roles. She eventually moved to Europe. I believe she spent some time in Germany. She tried threw a hat in the ring. She tried to become a singer. That didn't work. And as she's going on in plenty of interviews, she said when she met Joe, she thought that he would be able to pitch status at the particular time, being a high-value basketball player at the time, a marketable player at the time. She thought that it would elevate her status. Oh, this appointment she must have been in. I think they actually got married on a reality TV show, which never, ever, never speaks well. It never ends well. However, she was also an adult porn star. That's right, y'all. Under the name Yasmeen Ben Davis. Yasmeen with a Y. And yes, indeed, your brother did dabble in the footage. My gosh. You know what's bad? And the first video that pops up is her sitting in between another brother and the brother by the name of Mr. Marcus.
What?
We already know his name. It gets worse. Turns out she had an extensive career. Now, while there's no shade for a person who decides to make that their lifestyle, there is some shade for the man who tried to turn her into a housewife.
What?
Joe, this shot is for you. Because as she said, you knew who she was. And you still tried to make her a housewife. And I don't know what's going on with the temptation. That's right, I said temptation. Of all of these all these athletes, specifically basketball players. You see this with PJ Washington? He just consistently keeps falling down. Zion Williamson? My God, the list just goes on. Listen, Short Kemp, who is an absolute freak of nature, basketball player during the late 80s and early 90s, the mid 90s, rather, ruined his career by having like 8 children with 8 different women. What I'm telling y'all is that, and I'm gonna go back to where we start the show with Keisha Shaver. She's probably the most honest person on this list. When times are hard and you live in third world or developing countries, women understand very well their roles in that particular society. So the women that can, they fall under the protection and leadership of a man. They understand. There's no feminism. There's no women's suffrage in places that are underdeveloped. Y'all want to know what it looks like? Remember back 2 years ago when Joe Biden said that America was pulling out of Afghanistan? And you saw those cargo planes taking off. You saw all those people running and jumping on the wings and the outside of, that, of the plane while it was taking off. That's what it looks like when you don't have the protections of the first world nation. And what's happening now, see, in those countries, if you have a country like America come through with their military bases and so forth, a lot of the savage things that take place, the people who prey on people who can be victimized, which are women and children for the most part, and the elderly. There's no gray line, no gray areas. Those people just get attacked. They just become folklore. So when you have women in those situations, a lot of the women, they choose to go back to the first institution. That's right. It ain't prosecution, but it rhymes with it, though. And now we find it out that a lot of these people that are, these illegal immigrants that are coming into the country, they are setting up shop in the major cities around the country, especially the major cities that have been adopted as, what do they call them? Those safe zones at sanctuary cities. Prostitution is taking place like nobody's business. It's going, it's so heavy, it's so thick right now, it's on the block. Now, we already know here in Philly, if you go down to Kensington Beach, you can walk up with some hair being given. You probably can walk up on some necrophilia taking place as well. So what's happening now with the economy failing, women losing their jobs? This ain't even an epidemic in just the black community anymore. All other aspects of people, of women who are living in first world countries, are suffering because a man can survive. And here's the difference. Man will go homeless on the street. Is nobody, one thing he doesn't have to worry about is somebody coming up and clapping his booty. Unless you have a single path out there. The women do. Women are becoming unprotected because for so many years, this whole notion of independence has created a notion of women that you can do without the men. Meanwhile, you're taking shelter in a building that women didn't build. You're utilizing circuitry to turn on and off the lights in your appliances, with lines that were laid by the very men you claim you don't need. You get to walk the streets, not because the men in your neighborhood are going to protect you. You don't mess with them, but because you believe you can make a phone call and law enforcement will come protect you. And now law enforcement is tired of all the wokeness going on. They're tired of all the anti-police rhetoric taking place in these inner cities. They're not answering the phone. And when they see stuff going, a lot of times cops are just driving by. And so you live in a situation where you're losing access to first world protection. So a lot of women are on the flesh trade. And a lot of women working full-time jobs come over, put their children to sleep, and now they're on these back page applications that you have out here, these back page websites. And when I tell you, and looking at these pages, my cup runneth over. I'm doing so just from a research purpose. Because, like I said before, you don't know these scams out here. And personally, I choose my peace over having some peace sleep right now. It's just way too much. I was literally sitting on my couch about a month ago. And I'm looking around how peaceful my house is, man. And how peaceful, you know, the world is for me. I'm thinking, why would I want to ruin that when somebody is chaotic as a woman who doesn't even have, who can't articulate what her value system is? You know, and of course, we're labeled as haters of women and we must be gay. Well, if you want to label me gay because I want some peace from your ass, then stick around. You can't shame a man who is not low vibrating. You can't shame a man who is understanding of his self-esteem. You can't, and has full access to it. You can't shame a man who is not controlled by his libido or his ego. You can't shame a man into maneuvering things. And too many of you ladies are trying to shame men. Shame men into being your lapdog. Especially in the black community, but this infection of, you know, rudeness has spread to other communities. Not to say it wasn't there, but it was never as defined as it's always been in our community. So now the sign language is just lost its effectiveness. It's like we're immune to it now. Like the first time you get stung by a bee or a wasp, the shit hurt. You get stung by 10, 11 bees and wasps, everyone like, it's like a mosquito bite. A mosquito bite, it's not enough to change the behaviors of a man. I'm just going to swat the mosquito. And that's what y'all are suffering through right now. Charlotte, be understanding of the current fiscal climate right now. Do not be shamed or manipulated into taking these women into places they can't afford. Do not. It's very simple. Very simple. Let me show you how simple this is. I will do one more clip. I'll do one more. This is in regard to that dumbass food list that was going around.
For the motherfucker that long. Because you want to test the water first. You sending me this shit, but these bitches keep talking about places that a guy should never take a week. On a first date or on a date or something like that. I don't know how the fuck. But all I know is, if you really like a nigga, no matter where the fuck you take him, nigga, I don't care if we go to the park and I get a motherfucking ice cream cone. Nigga, if I like you, I run going. Furthermore, fuck, really want to go on these long ass motherfucking dinner dates with a nigga? Like, when you get to a certain age, you don't want to sit with a motherfucker that long because you want to test the water first. So you okay with meeting the nigga at a motherfucking coffee shop for a minute and get a fucking bagel, you know what I'm saying? A fucking everything bagel and a goddamn coffee or tea. You know, a little motherfucking brunch or breakfast thing. You know, so you do something small and see if you really feeling the motherfucking nigga, then y'all gonna do something big. You know, like, y'all wanna jump to all of these, like, you know, like, I can see why niggas is really tired of y'all. Y'all don't want people like come on, you know, weird nigga take you on the internet. Like, why the fuck does it matter? You know, you don't wanna go to Red Lobster, bitch, that's because why you don't wanna go there? Why you wanna go to Red Lobster or Outback? Or you wanna, bitch, why? Because that's all the fuck you go with your own motherfucking money anyway. You tired of going, you gonna wait till you go out with a nigga and he gonna take you somewhere you won't even take yourself at. You know? Come on, man. See, that post was really about what they do with their own fucking money. Bitch, and you want a nigga to take you somewhere that you can't even take your own motherfucking self. So tired of you motherfucking bitches. I'm so tired of y'all with this motherfucking bullshit. That you want a nigga to take you to motherfucking Wig Emporium or some shit. Some motherfucking Maybelline counter, bitch. You understand what I'm saying? See, places that niggas really be taking you bitches at is a motherfucking beach or a pool and throw y'all motherfucking asses in there. Then you decide if you want to take your motherfucking ass to a goddamn dinner and spend $200 or $300 to your motherfucking bitch ass. Y'all keep sending me this shit. With these-
Y'all know why she said a beach or a pool, right? Because that way you can see if her hair is real and if the makeup run off. See, and I like Andy Renner. And you can find her on Instagram and TikTok. But Indie Remy, I love her for her rants. You know, she's a comedian, but she shoots straight from the hip. And she has a very interesting backstory. Y'all need to check her out. But, fellas, these economic times, we need to buckle down. We need to make sure we have access to resources. We need to be piling up on and stockpiling things that we may need so that we don't get caught out here in these streets lacking. We need to make sure we have our protection on point, if you understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because the wolves are out here. And the wolves' stomach is touching right now. Their stomach is touching their back right now. So, in that particular response, we got to look out. Dulo. Look out for your family. Look out for yourself. Be a resource to other brothers. Build your network up. And plan. Because like we said, not only is winter here, but the forecast is grim. If you want peace, brothers, as I always say, war and peace. Because if you want peace, you better be willing to wage war for it. And with that, I bid you all a good weekend. I pray you all safe and warm these cold nights. Take care of yourselves. Okay, let's take this home. We out of here. I said,
it's gonna be one of them days. I can feel it.
On a day like today, I got out of bed. Nothing went my way. Trying to find some peace within. Seems to get me down, looking everywhere just to find a smile. Then the phone rings and an angel sings, "Hello, hello." And it's funny you should call today. It's been too long. Can't believe that you thought
Just be friends, babe. Ain't got to